Morning Grind. This is our best segment.
Morning Grind 590, The Fan, KFNS. I think it. It's my personal favorite.
It's the best.
I love it. I love it. It's Ask Tony. It's 905 in St. Louis, Missouri. Well, I appreciate that. Thank
one
you.
One guy has talent, Martin.
What is it? Well, what about me? My dad says that I'm really good.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
So this is Ask Tony, where you can get involved at 969-0590, *590 on your singular wireless, or toll-free 866-326-0590. Call in, and your chance to talk to the Cardinal manager. Tony joins us, and Tony, good morning. How are you?
Well, I mean, ask me about
don't
10
do
o'clock.
That. Wrong. Now, Tony, I saw something that really I think is wrong in the clubhouse. When the Cardinals are home, you put out food for the players. That's fine. You also put out dessert items, okay? And before the game, I saw three players having peach cobbler before they were going to play.
Name names.
I'm not going to name names because I don't want to get the players
so,
in trouble.
So,
my point is this, okay? Don't you think dessert is better left for after the game?
Well, I mean, it's a good question. That's why I like coming on here. But I think it depends how you look at it. I mean, a lot of people say dessert is for later. But who says? I mean, we talked about it this spring. I mean, I know the Rippers say we don't talk to them. But, I mean, Bob Gibson, great example. I mean, he used to always have a Crown Candy shake before the game. I think you look at all things, you get an edge, do dessert first. We're going to do salads after the game.
But if Ray King is having two peach cobblers, I let it name go. I mean, I think that's going to affect his performance.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, like last night, maybe a good example. You know, lay off the cobbler, maybe makes the play at first a little better. That's probably a legit point. Overall, just trying something different.
It's your chance to get involved and ask the Cardinal manager a question. He will field all questions, and as is tradition in the Cardinal postgame press conference, and ask Tony every Wednesday here on 590 The Fan. Calvin leads off. Good morning, Calvin.
Morning, you guys. Morning, Tony. How you doing today?
Doing good, sir.
Good.
Can't ask him that. He hasn't played yet.
Well, I give him a pass.
All right. 6 o'clock this evening, right?
Well, actually
wait till after the game.
There you go.
If you've been paying attention, Calvin.
Hey,
the game's over at about 9.
There you go. Hey, it's early in the season, but of the five starting pitchers you have, which one has impressed you the most in the starts they have had here in 2005?
Thanks, Calvin.
That's really tough. I mean, we have been so good from top to bottom. But, I mean, you look at favorites. I mean, I probably say Mulder only because, I mean, a lot of guys been following the ball off. And, I mean, my collection of ARF balls. Because of the foul balls. I mean, that's tied for first, but that's the tiebreaker. I go with Mulder.
Because of the ARF balls.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of balls that are coming in off fouls, that adds up.
We have Willie on line 3. Willie, you're on 590 The Fan. Morning Grind. Ask Tony.
Hey, Skip. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, on Monday, Martin reported that how you said that Bobby Cox, you know, gets into the head of the umpires, but how you have a great admiration for Cox. Did Fernando Tatis have the same admiration for Cox as you do?
That's a good question. It's Willie.
I mean, I think Fernando, I mean, when I played in Montreal, played in Tampa, I never played for Bobby. I mean, it's just the freaking moaning. I mean, I don't know what you're trying to go down, like some dirty road or something. I mean, I'm trying to answer the question.
I don't understand.
You know dirty road.
I take the old dirt road every once in a while, the old Mud Island Ferry.
I mean, tie it all in. We got freaking moaning going on in Atlanta. I don't get the connection.
You're a big fan of Yadier Molina. He's struggling offensively.
He's always on topic.
You're tinkering around a little bit. Have you ever thought about letting Molina take one of the starts on the mound?
You got to consider all things.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's the thing he needs to jumpstart him.
You got to try and get an edge. He's got a good arm. I mean, Dunks is everything. He's got great stuff. So you can't rule it out. But I think long-term, our fans are going to see this guy is so good. I mean, you're going to forget about Tom Nieto just like that.
I don't think St. Louisans will ever forget about Tom Nieto.
Well, I mean, you give Yadi the season, I think it'll happen.
I'd say put him in the rotation. Do it. Do it.
Ryan, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Hey, Tony, first of all, thanks for taking my question.
My pleasure.
I quick Scott Sable, American Idol question. Tony, do you think that Scott Sable resembles the kid who played Piggy in Lord of the Flies? And if so, how does this affect him potentially marketing himself?
Good question.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good question. I mean, Piggy, I mean, he hadn't done a lot of work. But he did a little one act out there in the Bay. And he got very involved. I mean, what we were doing with Arf. And, I mean, not just because having a nickname of an animal. I mean, he really cared about, you know, the project. Do I think they look – I mean, I haven't seen enough of the idol. I mean, Patina usually TiVos it for the clubhouse. You know, I'll take a closer look today. I mean, I'm at the clubhouse right now, so I'll run out there. I'll see if we can get it dialed up. Maybe.
Scotty the body.
Mandy, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony. What's going on with you?
I have a question. I've always wanted to know, why does the manager of a baseball team wear the same uniform as the rest of the team?
Well, I mean, that's a good question, too. I mean, I love hearing from our fans. And we got such good fans here, female fans. You know, I actually talked to Mr. DeWitt in the offseason. And we thought about a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of money right now marketing. I mean, I asked if it was okay. I mean, I wear my Goldberg shirt. I mean, I told you guys before, Bill Veeck, master innovator. I mean, we had the players wear the Gauchos. I mean, that didn't work. But I think I'd be very comfortable. Tight black jeans, maybe a little rock shirt. You know, Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young T-shirt on the bench. Maybe a little poodle patch on the sleeve.
What about wearing a uniform of another team? Bob Lemon, former Yankee skipper, during one game wore a Green Bay Packers uniform.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of friends. I mean, Parcells probably sent me something. Bob Knight. I mean, I think ultimately here, to fit in, I mean, I'd like to wear some khakis on the bench. You know, maybe a starched Oxford. I mean, if Mandy thinks it'd be a good idea, I mean, as long as I could wear a little, you know, Shih Tzu patch, I'd be happy.
Steve, you're on 590 The Fan. Morning Grind, ask Tony.
Hey, Tony. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Tony, knowing your love for animals,
yes,
if Dunk were being attacked or mauled by a pack of dogs, would you try to beat the dogs off, get them off your pitching coach, or out of respect for the dogs, would you let them finish their meal?
Great question. That is great.
But, I mean, that's
a good question.
I mean, surprisingly, that is a good question. I think it was like about 80, what was it, like 84, we were in Cleveland for a weekend. And these times were tough. The hotel was... It was not nice. And, I mean, leaving the hotel, Dunk did get attacked. But I'll tell you, I mean, there's one man in this game. I mean, I don't care. You're a German short hair pointer. I mean, you don't mess with Dunk. He can handle. I mean, that's his own business. I mean, that's a legit question because it's happened. And I had a real dilemma. But luckily, I mean, Dunk's as big a badass as they come. I mean, he could take down, I don't care if you're a collie or what, he'll take you out.
What if Kerry Robinson were being attacked by dogs?
Well, then I'd have a decision to make. Read the book.
RJ, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
After the big comeback the other night on Monday night, you pan over to the dugout, and, you know, the players are going bonkers in the dugout, and Dunk and McRae, and you guys are just kind of like stoic over there. Is that rules with you guys? Or I would have liked to have seen you high-fiving the players and stuff, but you guys kind of had all the straight faces on. Is that you, or is that just them as a group?
Well, there's rules for the players. I mean, the rules for the coaches. I mean, at that point, as exciting a game as you're going to see. I mean, I turned to Dunk and said, what do you think Marquis will have tomorrow? I mean, it's all about grinding away. You got to get the W.
No highs too high.
I think, I mean, the second, I mean, to say you think you got that one, I mean, you get a final out. I mean, who's to say they don't call you back on the field for a fourth out? I mean, you got to always be ready for the next
Has
situation.
Has that ever happened?
Yeah, I mean, one time, Richie Ebner. I mean, he swing and strike. I mean, the ball game's over. You know, I mean, next thing I know, we're back on the field. I mean, it happens. Yeah, I mean, to answer your question, yes. We enjoyed each victory. I mean, no question. I mean, that was as legit a comeback as you'll see. But we still got to look ahead.
Oliver, you're on 590 The Fan. Ask Tony.
Konnichiwa. How you doing there, Skip? Sure. I'd like to know two questions, please. When are Ryan Seacrest and Uriah Heep going to be the clubhouse guests? I know Jimmy Ballgame could use a spotter when he gets to frosting that lettuce, and everybody loves Uriah Heep. And also, I have a stray cat in my truck. I was wondering if I could trade out for some free ball tickets.
Huh. There's Oliver.
I don't know how many listeners know this, but there are a couple of stray cats this year down at the ballpark. And I'm not talking about Brian Setzer. I mean, he's a good man. But No, we actually literally got some calicos or something in the clubhouse.
In the clubhouse?
Yes, sir. Yeah. What was the other one?
I wanted to know about Ryan Seacrest and Uriah Heep being clubhouse guests.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to limit it. I mean, I don't want the players to be overwhelmed. I mean, we'll come back this week. I mean, like Willie Ames is going to be there for the weekend with the family. I think David Coverdale's coming in Sunday. I don't want to overdo it. I think the players get a kick out of it. I mean, when you're, you know, performer. I mean, Tony Orlando, great example. I mean, he came through. I mean, really gave Andy Bennis great advice. I mean, Big Bean couldn't find the zone. And Tony Orlando had some tips. So, if I think Seacrest give us an edge, we'll try it.
One more. Steven, you're on 590 The Fan. Morning Grind. Ask Tony. You are the final caller today, sir.
Konnichiwa, I love the show. God bless
you.
Tony, I just want to know, as you're sitting down there coaching, home or away, are you ever distracted by the hot-looking chicks sitting in the good seats?
Wow, that's a really good question.
Well, I mean, man, not a machine. So, yeah, I mean, I think about all that, but, I mean, you cannot lose your edge. Yeah, I mean, I sit in the clubhouse, dugout, there's all kinds of, you know, the distractions. I was in there last week. We got a great ball game. The ball game ends, I got a book signing at Del Taco. I got to get moving, and it's hard to stay focused. But, I mean, I think the folks understand. I get in the tunnel. I'm in the tunnel. I mean, I'll be at Reds 8th inning Friday.
Signing books?
Yes, sir. So, the point, you got to lock in. It's tough. I mean, I turned around one time. I mean, I don't know if that was Audrey Hepburn, but that was a real hottie. Right next to the clubhouse, dugout. I mean, that's tough to focus. I mean, you give me a Linda Evans, Linda Gray. That's tough to zero in.
Andy Tony, Dickinson? You really brought it today, man. This is a particularly insightful addition, I think.
I thought so, too. I'd like to see the Cardinal uniform maybe have a Shih Tzu on the left shoulder, right near the Busch Stadium patch.
Well, I think, I mean, we do a lot of great things. And Mr. DeWitt's been very supportive. You know, I appreciate the listeners. I mean, I think an opportunity like this, I really get better in touch with them in spite of you guys.
Tony, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. We look forward to next Wednesday for Ask Tony.